integrity. That's called courage.
Free up your mind. Use your imagination.
All you need to know is I'll get you there.
Learning.
Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Our guests are our students. Opinionated, daring, and ridiculously smart. They ask tough questions about life and about learning. This podcast is by them and for them.
Thank you so much, Ketuki and Charvesh, for joining us for the Open House Podcast. All of us are shaped by our parents and our relationship with them. For the formative years of our lives, it is the most important relationship. And that's probably why it is also almost always a very complicated one. It's a mix of love and admiration and irritation and a bunch of other things. For children who grow up with single parents, life is a little different. And that's what this episode is all about. We have Charvesh Ravi Kumar, who's from Bangalore and in class 10. He loves to build aeroplanes, space shuttles and playing racing games. Our guest speaker today is Ketuki Verma. Ketuki is an arts administrator and researcher based in Delhi. She's currently working at the Asia Society's India Center as a program officer for arts and culture. She's interested in the visual cultures of South Asia. We're so excited to have you both. Your life experiences are a little different, and we're hoping that you can exchange some notes and find both similarities and differences. But my first question takes us right to the heart of our theme today. You know, in the absence of one parent, the relationship with the parent you live with changes dramatically. How does it change? Either of you can go first.
So the thing is that for me, it's a bit difficult to answer that question because the life that I remember has been with my mother, because my parents got divorced when I was very young. So I don't remember a life with both parents. For me, home is me and my mom, basically. I have a good relationship with my father. He lives separately, but I visit him often and things like that. But for me, I don't know anything else. So I don't know if it's changed or it would have changed. Having said that, my mom got remarried when I was in my teens. And so I grew up part of my teenage years were basically with my stepdad and my mom. And that was a change because suddenly there was a new person in our lives. And it does change the kind of home dynamic and things like that. Maybe we can get into that a little bit later. But I think for me, it's always just been me and my mom.
For me, it's a little bit different because I lost my dad in October, 4th October 2017. So I had a good 13 years. I was born in 2005. So I had a good 13 years experience with, having both parents, and now 4 years with a single parent, my mom. I would say that losing a parent, like in your teenage years, is much more harsh on you than if you were to lose them when you were like, say, 3-4 years old, because you won't have many memories. You won't be that emotionally attached with your parent that has not been a part of your life since then. You know what I mean? So for me, actually, me and my dad were very close. It was a very love and hate relationship. For me, always in my house, it's been like we fight. Like he calls me all sorts of names. And he scolds me to the maximum limit possible humanly. But then 20 minutes later, do you want to order from McDonald's or KFC? So in my house, it's always been like that. That, you know, we forget and forgive. That has been the main policy in my house. And like living with my mom, my mom's like more of a hothead, if you know what I mean. She does things very hastily. So I've gotten used to it. She's a lovely lady. But I would say that actually, like, I used to be much more, overweight before. Now, like, I'm much better now. But before, like, I used to be, like, I think spoiled would be an appropriate word here. I used to get anything and everything I want. If I want a Rubik's Cube, I have it. If I want football shoes, I have it, you know, something like that. But now I've really learned this aspect of life where I know what is necessary for me and that I should ask him. So, yeah, I think that this is like like for the first 3 months, it was very emotionally challenging for me, because like, you know, I never knew such, it was a completely new dimension for myself. So, but like as like 2-3 years, I found myself to be much more mature and much more understanding of others. Before I was like, I used to only care about myself. I didn't care about what was happening to a sad fellow on the street or a homeless man sleeping. I just feel I want this, it should be done, something like that. So,
how did your dad passing away change your relationship with your mom?
So me and my mom actually like, we were also very close, but it was more like, because like I had obviously had both working parents. My mom was also in a pretty high post. My dad was also in a very high post. So I actually didn't get a lot of time from both of them. It's probably one of the biggest regrets my mom's ever had, you know, not giving me time. Like she regretted not retiring earlier. So it has changed my relationship with my mom. It's become much more solid. We have much more understanding compared to back then. Like sometimes like I know, like if I go in the morning, like suppose like I get up at around 7 o'clock, and if I go down at 8:30, I know, because my mom's like in this cooking mood, because my granddad's also there. She needs to take care of that, the helper who comes to, you know, clean the house, wash the clothes, etc., etc. So she needs to manage that. And there is also this guy who comes and helps my grandfather had a stroke in April. So it's hard for him to, it's hard for him to walk, because they did the surgery through the leg. It's some medical procedure. So it's hard for him. So she has to cope with all these kind of things. And it is not possible to have all of that and, you know, have a calm morning. So it's always a very hectic morning. So I've kind of adapted to it. And me and my mom have a much greater understanding than compared to that. Obviously, sparks do occur, like, you know, certain fights do erupt. But it all, at the end of the day, it all comes down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, I mean, of course, my situation is completely different, and it's, I'm lucky to at least have, you know, both my parents around in some way. But I understand what you mean about, you know, developing like a very close bond with the person that you live with, basically, where in the absence of other people, you kind of rely on each other a lot more, and there's a certain amount of empathy that develops, and it happens very organically as well. Like, I remember when I was in school and growing up, and I was one of the few people whose parents were divorced, and everyone would be envious of the relationship that I had with my mother, because we were very close. It was like we were like sisters, and it was always just this house of just the two of us, and we would hang out all the time and watch movies, and, you know, it it happened very, very organically. And not to say that she wasn't there for a mother, the mother aspect of it was, of course, always in place, but it does tend to happen quite organically, where you just find solace in each other, you know, you just find a lot of love and a lot of, comfort.
Mm. I think you just become each other's support system. Ketri, this one is for you. Your parents are divorced, so how does that change your relationship with your dad?
Our relationship has evolved quite a bit over the years, I have to say, because when I was growing up, I grew up with my mom, and we had a very kind of a system where, you know, on the weekends or maybe 2 weekends in a month, I would go and spend with him. So my mother and him would coordinate, he'd pick me up from school and I'd go and spend time. And he was already remarried. So I would go to his home, with his wife, who's my stepmother, and things like that. But it was just a thing that I did, you know. It was like, oh, this weekend I'm going to my dad's place, and I would have a good time. But we didn't have a very close relationship, in the sense we didn't share anything. We would just spend those couple of days, and I would come back home. It wasn't like how comfortable or easy it was with my mother. But over the years, I think that relationship has developed, especially now becoming an adult. We've started talking a lot more. I call him, like, we talk on the phone a lot more. And things like that. So I think as adults, we've learned to be friends and build a relationship. But the good thing is that I never had any sort of preconceived notions about him based on the fact that my mother and him were not together. You know, I didn't have any resentment towards him or my mother. I didn't feel like, you know, they shortchanged me in any way. Like I'm the one who doesn't get to have both parents together, because I think to give both of them credit, and especially my mom, they made sure that whatever happened between them shouldn't trickle down to me. You know, sure, some people, you know, cannot be together and cannot make a marriage work, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the child should suffer as a result. Mm-hmm. And it's better for a person, for a kid, to be in a happy home than be in an unhappy home where it's toxic and they see their parents fighting and they see their parents not at peace, you know. And I think that's the reason they decided not to be together. And I think it resulted in a very, very happy and healthy childhood for me, and the fact that now I have a good relationship with both of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, you mostly see households where both parents are present. Does that make you feel like an odd one out?
For me, in the beginning, it was very hard, because I was quite an extrovert before. I used to, you know, go to all these social gatherings, birthday parties, events, parties, friends, over to the friend's place on the weekends after exams, this, that. But after 2017, it slowly trickled down. Like, how do I explain this? Yeah. I became quite this one, because like whenever I, like even now, I live in a complex, so it's like a villa complex. So like even like when I go to other people's house, I see like obviously sometimes the conversation will spark up, right? Yeah, my dad is doing this. Yeah, we're going out with my dad. So what I do, it is very emotionally challenging, because you feel like, oh, we are missing out on this part of life, whereas the other person is enjoying it. So I was very envious of other people in the beginning, so I didn't talk to people much at all. But then slowly, like mid 2018, 2019, I accepted the fact, and it's pretty normal right now.
I think I felt a little bit like Sharvesh said as well, a little bit like the odd one out, especially I think in my younger years, when I was in, you know, primary school and things like that, only because kids are also very honest with each other, and they'll talk about their homes and their families, and it'll also be like, oh, what about your dad, or where is he, you know. They won't, yeah, like there's no sense of, oh, it's not an appropriate question to ask or whatever. But and I think when I would say, oh no, I live with my mom, I would say it very naturally, because again, like I said, that's the only thing that I knew. So for me, it wasn't anything to feel left out about. But people's reaction would be like, oh, immediately they would feel embarrassed, and they would say, oh God, because it's still, it was still, at least at that time, I don't know about now, but it was a little bit of a, you know, you talk about it in hushed tones, ki, oh, your parents.
Yeah, because like, I think like society is not very open about these kind of things. Like, obviously some people, you know, they do understand, but a majority of society who have not experienced such kind of things in their lives, they're treating it as something abnormal. It's the same thing about the LGBTQ community. Just because certain people feel some way, other people are like, oh, they treat them as an outcast. So it's something that will be there in society. Obviously, it has become better over the years. It's improving, but it will still be there, my opinion.
But I think at least when I was growing up, once, you know, because I was in the same school throughout my, you know, growing up days. And I mean, you know, Siddhika, you know, we were in the same school. SPV in that sense is quite open. Once you make your friends and things like that, nobody really judges. People come from all sorts of different backgrounds as well, you know. And so nobody's life is exactly the same. And that makes it quite easy. And at some point, this was my family unit, you know. It didn't really matter to me what anybody else said. Yeah.
Mm. You know, having a single parent changes a whole lot of things. Is it something that you want to tell people around you? Sharvesh, in your case, you know, your friends at school. And Ketki, for you, your friends as well as now your colleagues at work.
Yeah, for me, I hate that conversation in the first place. I hate telling people that, oh, I have a single parent. I hate that sympathy that comes. I don't want to, like, I don't like that kind of attention. Even in my younger years, I didn't like a sort like everybody's paying attention to me, and you know, for something that is like, say, I was not the reason for that happening. So, like, obviously, if I like did something good and people are, I'm like, yes, give me more attention. But like for something like this, I don't like the kind of attention, you know, that people give me. So I didn't even want to tell it up in school. But then, obviously I didn't go to school immediately. But when eventually I started going to school, my friends noticed that, you know, I wasn't talking as often, or I wasn't, like, you know, in a happy mood most of the time. So they kept like asking me what happened. And I don't outright tell it like that. So then they came to my house, my house is very close to my school. So after school, we have sporting activities. So after that, my mom just, you know, just why don't you call a couple of friends, you know, just to get the happy kind of environment, you know, should not be preoccupied with yourself, you know, thinking stuff. So like they came over, and then my friends, obviously they were concerned about me. So they asked my mom, and my mom said, yeah, this happened. So then they, you know, they became accepting of it. And then it just like in the beginning, obviously it was harder, like, you know, to go with the flow, but then eventually everything worked out. It's fine.
Yeah. So again, like school, beyond the first, you know, when I was younger and having to tell new people and things like that. And I think, yeah, at a younger age, you do feel a little bit, you know, unsure. And again, I completely agree with Sharvesh about the reaction that people give. That is what makes it annoying, you know, where you feel like, oh, I don't want to tell people because their attitude then will change. When they start talking to you and things like that. But then as I grew older, it just faded away completely. Like, it didn't matter to me. And I would say, I say stepfather when I'm talking about my stepfather, I say father when I'm talking about my father, and people just get it. And I think once you start working, I mean, in a job environment, people don't really ask these questions unless you become friends with your colleagues, and then maybe outside of work as you're, you know, talking about your lives and things. But in the work environment, it hasn't come across, I haven't come across it at all. So that, in that sense, it's much simpler.
Mm. You know, both of you spoke about the reaction that people give, and often that reaction is sympathy, which can be so annoying. Can you talk a little bit about that? And just a second part to that question, what is then the appropriate reaction?
In my opinion, I don't think there is an appropriate reaction, because like you can't be like, oh, your parent acts like, yeah, bro, it's fine, nothing's gonna happen, just relax. You can't be like that, or you can't be like, you know, you can't be simple, oh, I'm so sorry that it happened to you. So in my opinion, there's no appropriate reaction. That's why I don't like bringing it up. Like, as I told earlier, I don't like bringing the topic, you know, of my dad passing away or anything like that. I don't think there is an appropriate reaction, because I'd be like, oh, bro, I'm so sorry for that. And then like they give you this annoying, like, I've had this couple of times. Like, I have the circle of my best friends, and then just random people that I just talked to in school. So like those people, they just come, they'll just keep nabbing you about it. Bro, how did you find out? When did this happen? How did this happen? So like, yeah, I don't really, that's why I don't like talking to it, because in my opinion, there is no appropriate reaction.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with Sharvesh. It is a bit of an awkward thing. And I think, I mean, of course, our situations are different. So I'm presuming the reactions are also a little bit different. But yeah, the thing is, I'd say when I say divorce, it's such a, you know, taboo word in India as well. And so there's always this, oh, you know, something terrible must have happened. It must be a really bad situation where, you know, and then the follow-up questions are always like, do you feel bad about it? Do you feel like, you know, resentful towards your parent? Or do you, first, in any case, those are very inappropriate questions, which shouldn't be asked. I think the appropriate, at least in my situation, there should just be no reaction. Like, it should just be taken at face value, where you know, some families have two parents, and my family also has two parents. One is a mother and one is a stepfather, you know, and he has children, you know, from his earlier marriage, who are my stepsisters. It's just a different sort of a family unit. I think maybe in Sharvesh's case, at the minimum is you can say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, and then move on, accept that it's, you know, it's a personal matter and it's none of your business beyond just a basic courtesy sort of response.
And yeah, in my situation, yes, I think that would be like an appropriate reaction. But in like, yeah, obviously, because but I have never experienced that, because the people I, at least the people I'm surrounded by, they're either overly too sympathetic. One time, what happened was my other friends, so we had this friend circle, my other friend's cousin had passed away. Like, bro, give party, no. So like but he didn't mean it with any bad intention. That's actually how he is. So obviously, like he took some offense to it, and there was a bit of a brawl. But like, I haven't been surrounded by people, you know, who give like, you know, I'm sorry about that, let's just move on. For me, it's either like complete extremes, either too sympathetic or like, you know, just completely wrapping it up. So that was my experience.
How are single parents usually received in extended families? Ketuki, of course, you said like what a big deal divorce can be. How does that also make you feel?
I think, I mean, my family is very different. It's my extended family is amazing. Everybody is very supportive, and I don't think it's a representative of, you know, India in general. So I've been very lucky, touch wood. And I think, you know, so has my mom. And so in the extended family, I mean, I think when it happened, I was too young to know what possibly the reactions would have been, because I was three years old when my parents got divorced. So I don't know what happened, you know, around them. And I think I was lucky enough that both my parents, and I mean, I think my mom felt very strongly about this, that I shouldn't have to know, you know, as a child growing up, like that shouldn't be something that I have to deal with at all. And so she really would protect me from anything if ever there was. But I think at least in my mom's side of the extended family, you know, we sense it now. We have a lot of support, and there's no feeling of, oh, this is a different, it's just, you know, some things don't work out. There's a lot of sympathy for my mom. But you know, she was lucky to have found companionship again, so there was a lot of appreciation for that as well. But I can imagine that in extended families, and I think especially for women, it does become very, very difficult. And and in the extended family, as well as in, you know, in life, in through neighbors and friends, and there's always this sense of, and I feel like that's why there's always pressure on people to make marriages work, no matter what, you know. And I think that that's not necessarily the right way to go. I'm not endorsing, you know, divorce at the drop of a hat. Yeah. But to understand, and I think this is something that I've understood only having grown up a little bit, you know, because when you're a kid, and this is what we see on TV, this is what we read in books, you know, the perfect family unit of the mother, father, kid. You don't, even kids want that. And it's important, of course, for kids to have that. But sometimes that doesn't work out, and it's better to be in a happy and healthy environment. And if that means that your parents have to separate for that, then so be it. And that shouldn't be a societal taboo, you know, because that puts a lot of pressure then on people to stick things out and become unhappy people, which people think that, you know, we should stay together or be in a marriage to protect the kid. You know, they shouldn't feel like it'll affect them if we break up, but they don't realize that it affects them anyway. You know, kids are perceptive. They know when their parents are unhappy and things like that. So I think it's in the extended family. Sorry, I digressed a little bit, but coming back to your question, in the extended family, we didn't personally have any issues, and at least I certainly didn't. I think my mom was very clear about protecting me from that. Yeah.
Sharvesh, what has it been like for you?
So what happened was, after my dad passed away, right? Nobody like from my dad's side is in contact with us. Like, it's the occasional Happy Diwali, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday. Other than that, we used to go to theirs, or they used to come to ours almost every single weekend. So that connection has gone, and socially, my mom has just come to accept it. So for me, it has been more of an emotional journey, I would say. It has been quite difficult over like these certain years, right? Because as I said, you know, dealing with friends socially, that, you know, obviously I'm younger right now. So, and even I have an elder sister, she's working. So she has coped with it brilliantly, because, you know, she's a bit more independent in life, because I'm still dependent on my mother to, you know, complete my education. I aspire to become a neurosurgeon, so to complete my education and, you know, become a doctor. So, my family in general, like after this whole thing has happened, they've been very supportive, you know. There has been no lack of any facilities, anything like obviously, like it's not like everything I want. My mom obviously assesses whether I need it or not. Like, I'm not going to go right now and ask my mom for a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. So I needed a new computer for like, I like designing, obviously I told, like space shuttles, aircrafts or racing cars, to build models. So my mom bought me a new PC for that, a pretty high-end spec as well. So she always, like, she never lets money be the determining factor. She always lets this being the determining factor whether it is necessary for me. So I think it has affected me in a pretty good way, like, you know, as in my maturity, my understanding to life, my perception to life, how I am to other people, how other people perceive me. So this has been better, but emotionally it has been more challenging for me.
Very interesting that you brought up like money not being a determining factor. Staying with a single parent does impact a household's finances, and often people around you don't realize that, friends don't realize that. Can you talk about that and what that is like?
For me, financially, like actually we moved into a bigger house after my dad passed away. We used to live in a 3 BHK. Now we're in a 5 BHK. So like money, like for me, like obviously it affects other people. And luckily my mom is working as well. I know a friend of mine whose dad was in the military, and he was killed, unfortunately, near the border in one of the attacks. And like his mom is not working. So he's struggling a lot right now, you know, because like obviously the government provides some, you know, facilities, but not as much as like, you know, which is being provided to me. So for me, financially, it has not been like only thing, I think the only changes for me financially, we had 3 drivers before. Now we have none. And we had a Mercedes before and we sold that. Otherwise, I don't think financially, I personally have not been affected in any such way.
Yeah, I think, credit would go to your mom as well, Sharmesh, for, managing everything well. And I think that's very similar to my case, in the sense that, again, it's a little bit different only because I've, you know, been only with my mother from like when I was 3 years old, as opposed to Sharvesh, for whom it's been only a few years. I think my mom's always been working. I think I was aware that this was a single parent household in terms of, you know, even from the money point of view. But there were a couple of things. One is that in school, because of the nature of our school, we had people from all different kinds of backgrounds. So I never felt like I'm the lesser fortunate one in my peers and things like that. Like, that never happened, because everyone had completely different kinds of lives. And I think that was the beauty of our school as well. And so that was one thing. So I never linked, you know, money or not having money to single parent versus double parent versus, you know, that was never a conversation in my head. The other thing is that we also had, I mean, my mom's an academic. So we would live on the Delhi University campus for a little while. You know, I had my grandparents in Delhi as well. So a lot of support in that sense. I also know that my mom was always very clear about about shielding that part of her life from me. So if ever there were any issues, it didn't affect me. Like Sharvesh, you know, if I needed anything for school or for, you know, for my studies and things like that, I never felt like, oh, I couldn't get it, you know, because of our family arrangement and things like that. So that was really good. I think the biggest thing that this single parent household has taught me is that men and women have to work. And I think especially in the case of women, you know, they should have their independent life. They should have their own finances. And of course, I mean, Sharvesh gave an example of a case where that wasn't the case, unfortunately. And one does struggle because you never know what life will throw at you. Anything can come at any point, and you should never be dependent on other people for survival. And I think that is something that I'm very, very conscious of. So, you know, I'm happy, like if and when I get married or things like that, there will never be a time that I will not be working and earning my own money and having my own sort of, you know, independence.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with Kitki. So, because women, like obviously like, they need their own finance, because like even that's the reason why I hate traditional South Indian or even traditional Orthodox Indian families, because they're like, oh no, you're a girl, you must learn. I think there's this movie called Bigil, it's a Vijay film, it's a Tamilian film, but if there are subtitles, you must definitely watch it. The whole film is basically about the empowerment of women and how you know they face this thing, like after you get married you must have kids and you know you must take care of them, you can't go out and work, etc. So like it shows that even in today's 2021, like we thought that all these issues, you know, of, you know, caste system, gender equality, etc. We thought that it was all sorted back then and there. But actually, like, if you go into, like, the lesser fortunate, if I may use that term, the lesser fortunate people in society, it gets more and more rigid, the system. Like, obviously, me and Kate, we are quite...
privileged, yeah.
Privileged, yes, that's the word. I malfunction sometimes. We're quite privileged, so obviously, like our like mothers and fathers are very open about, you know, like it's fine if the female earns more than the male, or it's fine if the male tries to is just cooking and the female goes out to work. The reason why it doesn't work sometimes is because of the rigidity of society.
There was this one, I think this was a few years back, my mom was somewhere and this lady came up to her and she said, can I borrow 100 rupees from you? My husband has just filed for divorce and I don't have money to go back home. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it just completely like shook all of us that this is the reality for so many people, where if this was to happen, you don't have a backup plan. I don't have any more questions actually for the two of you, but if there is an experience that, you know, both of you would like to share and something that I haven't asked, please feel free.
Actually, I had a question for Sharvesh, which is, you mentioned you have a sister. So how has your relationship with her changed, you know, since your father's passing?
Actually, me and my sister were never close before like this, like, because she's like, I think she's 9 to 10 years elder to me. So like, you know, that age barrier never really got us close together. She was always, you know, obviously 12th college and all, you need to study a lot. So we never really had a connection. Like, you know, it was just like, hi, hello, or something like that. But like after this, like she's very enthusiastic about food. So like, you know, it's like food blogger. That's the way she likes to describe herself. That's a that's a like pastime passion that she does. And she actually works in Boss as a a technical engineer. But like we like have, it's become much more closer with me and my sister, because like, you know, there are lesser members, obviously. Like, it's always been me, my mom, and my dad and my sister. It was, and after my dad left, it was just me, my mom, and my sister. My grandfather and my mom's sister, my aunt, they came here because, you know, obviously because of the COVID-19 restriction, and plus that my grandfather had a stroke, so it's impossible for, you know, just my aunt to keep. So I think that my sister has like kind of patched up that void a little bit, you know, of my dad not being there. My mom has also patched it up a little bit. She has been very helpful, you know. Regardless, you know, she gives me advice on how to do my studies, like, you know, just like, you know, just like siblinghood banter, like, you know, oh, this much, I'll give you this much there, you give me this much. We keep getting the juice cups, or, you know, something like that. So it's my, at least my relationship with my sister has been much better. Like, it has really helped me. You know, to get to know her. She's actually a brilliant person. And before that, I used to think like, you know, it's just like, she's just there in the house, you know, can't get rid of her or something. But after I grew up and became more mature, it just worked out together. And, you know, our household is just nice. It's everything's worked out. It's where we have a very good chemistry, I would say that.
That's lovely.
And I also had a question for Kirti, if I may ask. Yeah, obviously, like in India, right, having divorced parents, or, you know, using the word stepmom or stepdad, stepfather, it is not as common as saying that my dad passed away. So, like compared to US, it's quite normal because it occurs more frequently over there, actually. So, like, I was wondering, how did you cope up with that, like with your friends, and how was your situation about?
Yeah, so I think that it's good that you brought that up, because more than, I mean, the divorce thing, because, you know, ever since I've been little, I've only known that. But I think when I was 12 years old is when my mom got remarried. And that's obviously a difficult time in any case for people growing up. And you're entering your teens and you have all kinds of emotions and angst and things like that. And suddenly, and I don't have siblings, so it was always me and my mom. And suddenly there was a man in the house, and I'd never had a man in the house, so I didn't know how to react to that. And part of that was telling friends as well, that, you know, and I think because it's so uncommon, like you said, Sharvesh, I didn't know anybody who had that situation.
In India, it's very uncommon.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew a couple of people whose parents were divorced, but nobody whose parent had found another partner, you know. So that telling friends, like, how do you even, I think that was something that I struggled with for a bit. I was like, do I tell them that my mother is dating? Is that the appropriate term? And you don't, as kids, you don't want to, you find it icky and you say, oh God, you know, you don't want to talk about your parents in that way and things like that. So it's all, you know, and I think I'm so grateful always to my mother for just handling it beautifully. And I think because of the relationship that we had, where we were very close, she allowed it to be open. She encouraged me to tell her how I felt. She took time with building that relationship as well. My stepfather, who's also amazing, he took time to get to know me. You know, he made an effort. It wasn't like it was, you know, he kept me at an arm's distance because he had two daughters as well. So it was, there was an effort on, you know, my mom's part and his part to make me feel secure. And I think the reason that people feel insecure with that, the entry of a new person, is because you feel like your world is going to be turned upside down. And you feel a little jealous because, you know, I was very close to my mother, and suddenly my mother's attention was divided, obviously. And so you feel like, am I not a priority anymore? Am I not the favorite anymore? And those are things which only time can solve, you know. And once you go through that process and you figure out that that's not the case, you know, you're at the end of the day, the relationship that you have with your parent is irreplaceable. You know, you can't, my mother having you know, remarried doesn't change that and doesn't change what she and I have. And once I realized that that's not going to happen, then internally I made peace with it, and then externally it translated, you know. Then now I don't feel awkward at all telling people or saying the word stepfather. I think it was only at that age when you're also kind of battling with, you know, that whole situation, yeah, that you feel awkward. And I was awkward. I was very awkward in the beginning. I didn't want to tell people. I avoided telling people for very long. But then, of course, I mean, when we moved in, you know, all of us together, when my mom remarried and we were all living in the same house, then I wanted to have my friends over, and I wanted to, you know, you have to kind of start telling people. And I just did it. I just took the plunge. And I think I'm so lucky in so many ways. I mean, one is that having a support system, having grandparents and having the extended family be really supportive. Also having a friend circle that was very supportive. And I was lucky enough to never be a loner in school. Like, you know, I always had a lot of friends. Everyone was very nice. And so in that sense, it eased the process for me. But it's something that it takes time and it takes understanding. And I hope that we as, you know, society in India can just normalize it, you know, and just make it not awkward for people to talk about.
Lovely. This has been absolutely, I mean, a lovely conversation. I think like one of my favorite, all-time favorite shows is Modern Family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I keep going back to it and I watch it and I'm like, you know, there are no normal or abnormal families. There are just families. And it's really as simple as that. But yeah, thank you so much. I'm sure everyone who tunes in will have snippets to take away and, you know, things to learn and unlearn also. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you so for much. Inviting us. And nice meeting you, Sharpay.
It was a pleasure being on here. It was great meeting you, Sharpay.